Case number 11,000, Robert W. Stephens, east of Road 350, Railway Road, southwest of Oak Street, being Lot 10 within Bank Acres Development, a variance from the side, front, and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Manim Robinson. I am an attorney with Steve Parsons' office, and I'm here on behalf of Mr. Stephens tonight. Mr. Stephens purchased this property on August 9th, 2011. Survey done just prior to the settlement showed violations of setback requirements. They are set forth in the application. I also attached a copy of the survey with the application that was submitted. The front porch is 28.2 feet from the front property line. The detached garage is located 6.5 feet from the rear property line and 5.8 feet from the side property line. And then the shed is located 3.3 feet from the side property line and 5.2 feet from the rear property line. Mr. Stephens is seeking variances of these violations of the setback requirements. This lot's located in Banks Acres, which is a subdivision that has been there since, I believe it was in the early 1970s. The structures were put on the property around 1984. The lot's unique in that it's quite small, and it seems that when the structures were placed on the property, they were placed where they could still be functional on such a small lot. Unfortunately, where they were placed, they violate the setback requirements. The circumstance creates an unnecessary hardship and a practical difficulty for Mr. Stephens in that without a variance, he's going to have to tear down the garage, tear down the shed, and the front porch. And this would be a significant expense to him. And it would also remove a significant portion of the improvements which he paid for when he purchased the property back in August of 2011. The variances are necessary in order to enable him to have reasonable use of the property that he purchased, and that without the variance he would have to destroy, as I said, he'd have to destroy those structures. And it would be expensive for him, and then he would lose out on what he paid. Mr. Stephens did not create the violations. As I mentioned, he did purchase the property in August 2009 at that time, or 2011, and at that time they had been on the property and the violations in place for almost 30 years. A variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. Rather, these structures have been in place for such a length of time that they've become part of the character of the community, and if the variance is granted, they'll continue to be so. And lastly, the requested variances, as set forth in the application, are the minimum variances which would allow him to continue to enjoy the property as it currently is in its current state. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, are there, any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I'd like to just make sure I understood you correctly, that all the improvements that are involved in the variances have been there since 84, is that correct?
The residents, I could not confirm. They're all old buildings. I couldn't confirm for sure that the garage and the shed were there since 1984. They have been there a long time. You can tell they're old buildings. I can't say for sure, though.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickers?
I think the accessory structure you're looking at is 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And the porch has been there since 1983.
Yeah, since 83, the residential addition. What about the shed back there? You can't put that in compliance? You're saying that
it's got a foundation. They would have to dig up the foundation. It's not. It's an old shed. I believe it's on a cement foundation.
Okay. And the garage also?
The garages do, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Burgers?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson, do you have, is the applicant here tonight?
He's not now.
Okay. The court has ruled that attorney testimony does not count as testimony. So in the future, please have your applicant here so that
they can
testify so we have something on the record.
Okay, sure. I read the letter I received as I could appear on his behalf. Otherwise, I would have had him come.
You can appear, but he needs to be here to confirm the testimony.
Sure, I will.
So we can proceed?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly up to the board's discretion whether you feel there's enough evidence to proceed. It's simply put that there is case law that says that testimony that's from an attorney is not something that is in the record, so to speak. So It's simply a presentation before the board.
So it would be a recommendation to leave it open until such time that the applicant could return?
We could.
Why don't we hear it and see if there's opposition and move them?
Then make it together.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's up to the board how you wish to proceed.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But that is the case law that's out there. That
right.
That's
what you consider.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Short. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Now, Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. And we just heard from our attorney. Gentlemen, shall we consider that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to keep case 11,000 open until the applicant comes to appear based on the case history of what our counselor has told us. So I'd like to make a motion that we keep case number 11,000 open until the applicant can appear with his attorney.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 11,000 open for the purpose only of having the applicant to return with the attorney. Is that correct?
I think you just leave it open. Leave it open, and then it will be under old business for the next hearing. And then,
okay.
Then
okay.
The applicant can come at that time. And
gotcha.
That'll cover the law. Okay, we're
applicant can testify what the applicant will testify to at that time.
Very well.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And aye, for the reason that had been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,000 will be left open. Okay?
Yep. I'm also here on the next one, the Hamilton
variance.